What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast, and this is your host, Jesse G, owner of Mission Discipline LLC. I hope you all are doing fantastic right now, and today I want to share with you a poem. Yes, a poem that has helped me so much in my life and really made me think about who I am as a person and what path I want to pave for myself. Now, I first heard this poem on top of a mountain in Utah. I went on a 9-day backpacking excursion trip with the outdoor adventure program that I worked for at the time when I was at UCF, Go Knights. And when I was out there under the stars, all 12 of us, I went with 12 people, and we were all sitting in a circle. Our group trip leader read us this beautiful poem, and I want to share it with you today. Now, the poem I want to share with you today is called The Invitation by Oriah, Mountain Dreamer. And as I read this, just picture yourself sitting on top of a mountain underneath the stars, which is where I was when I first heard this. However, it was extremely cold, and we were all just bundled in our coats and jackets, sitting in these chairs that we brought with us, and it was just, I just hope you enjoy it and really dig deep into your own thoughts and your own heart's longing. So let's get into this poem. The Invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with the pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayals and not betray your own soul. If you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it is not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after a night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you have come to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. That is the end of The Invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. So there we were beneath the stars. The 12 of us sat in a little circle, being extremely cold, and all there was just us, nature, our thoughts, and this poem, The Invitation. It is a remarkable poem, and it really makes you think. And I have some questions for you after having read this. And those questions are, the first one is, will you risk looking like a fool for your dream? What do you do to make that dream happen? And even if someone laughs at you, will you pursue it? Have you touched the center of your own sorrow and allowed anything painful or fear keep you from furthering what you want out of your life or your fitness goals, business goals, career goals, anything? Can you dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your finger without worrying about who's watching or judging you? Have you ever, or can you, disappoint another to be true to yourself? Sometimes it's hard for us to be authentic because we're scared of disappointing other people. We can't worry about disappointing other people. The worst thing you can ever do is disappoint yourself. Can you see beauty even when it is not pretty every day? Can you stay positive in times of trials and tribulations when you're stuck inside the house because of social distancing and a pandemic? Can you stay positive? Can you live with failure and still shout yes? Yes to pursuing your goals, your dreams, and the success you want for yourself, even if you fail. Can you stand in the center of the fire and not shrink back? Not shrink back when things may not go your way or as planned, and to continue to persist? Remember perseverance? And what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away? And this goes with the last question I want you to think about, and the most important one of all. Can you be alone with yourself? And if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments, that's the last line in the invitation written by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. Can you be alone with yourself, and do you like the company you keep? Do you love who you are? Do you love the success? Do you love the life you've created for yourself? This poem is inviting you to think deep within the center of your own heart, your very soul, and what makes you think, whether or not you are living your life based on your heart's longing. It really makes you think if you're following your heart, your passions, the things you want to accomplish. If you are okay of failing, but never giving up or giving in to quitting, and most importantly, can you just be in stillness by yourself and be okay with your company? I think it's really hard nowadays for people to sit in stillness, to sit in quiet. That's why maybe going on a backpacking trip or taking a walk in a nature trail, just without your cell phone, just by yourself, and really think about the company you keep by yourself. Do you love who you are when you're by yourself? And that's everything. Comes down to everything. Mental health, being happy. That comes down to even being physically healthy. Fitness. These questions on top of that mountain and beneath the stars in Utah really made me think about who I am and what I want to do with my life. And there are very important things within this poem that are very important to me, and that is being authentic and being true to myself, being loyal to the people within my circle of trust, and being grateful for everything I can be grateful for in my life. Gratitude helps me stay positive, and gratitude fights you out of anxiety if you ever have anxiety. That is why I talked about anxiety before, because mental health is important. It's important to move forward. It's important to love who you are when you're by yourself. That way, you can motivate yourself. If you want to go do a run, why just rely on somebody else to motivate you? Learn how to motivate yourself to be happy and compete with yourself. We all walk different paths. But I'm grateful for fully understanding I walk the path I pave. We all walk the paths we pave. What path are you paving for yourself? And do you like what's ahead in that path? That tunnel vision you have. What is it at the end of that tunnel? Are you excited? Are you enjoying the process, the journey? That's everything this poem has taught me. Really think about what you can learn from it. My passions are not just to inspire others to live a healthy life, to be in shape as much as I can be, to compete with myself and to be successful, working out and being creative. My passion is to fuel what sustains me. And what sustains me is working out, being successful, being the best human I can possibly be, and inspiring others through health and wellness. And that is my passion, and that is what sustains me, being truly happy with the company I keep. And now more than ever, when we're all at home, stuck at home right now, by ourselves, with ourselves, just bored out of our minds, maybe some of you, maybe not any of you, I don't know your situation, but whatever it is, whenever you're by yourself, are you happy with your company? And if you're not, go that path, pave the path to comfort, pave the path to the love and self-love for you to move forward. And Mission Discipline Podcast is all about that, bringing you positivity. And that's today's podcast. That's what I really wanted to share with you, this poem, because it really has inspired my life. And that is what I want to do for you. I want to inspire and add value to your lives and help you along the way through your physical and fitness journeys. And remember that it's not just physical and your body. It's all about mentality. And mentality and mental health helps you get where you need to go. So if you like everything you hear, keep tuning into the podcast and follow us on Instagram at Mission to Discipline. Share the stories. We want to know your fitness journey, your life journey. Just share with us at Mission to Discipline on Instagram. We have a Facebook account now. I'm going to be working on a YouTube in the future. It's just there's so much going on that we're working on. And I do have a few things to tell you that Wednesday is the final episode of season one. And season two, we're just going to change it to only one day a week where I'm going to have a podcast out for you. I want to know how your journey is and share with us, please. And I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Please help us out and follow us on Instagram and help us grow this community of positivity and truly help us shape our own path that we want for each of you and for ourselves. And until next time, thanks for listening to the Mission Discipline Podcast. Catch you later.